Hi everyone, welcome to Sunny Commutes, podcast episode 32, and this is where I talk web development, business, and other related topics. So I was about to go without recording another episode. I'm trying to find the right topic to talk about. I'm not sure what it is, but you know, when I actually ask, like, hey, tweet me suggestions at sunnysync.io, I really mean it, because I'm just trying to find out, like, one, what people want to hear about, but two, what I can try to think about it more in terms of, like, if I can provide a different perspective or talk about something that no one has really ever talked about. But for today, like, I just remembered something that, so basically, one of my computer, one of the keys was not working. It was getting stuck, and I was looking up online, like, what it could possibly be, and typically it's just some dust that's stuck underneath, because I have the new MacBook Pro, and the keys are a lot more flat, so it's, you know, if dust gets in there, it's a lot harder for it to get out. Went to the official Apple store, went to, like, the Genius Bar. He said, hey, I replaced the key. That didn't seem to work, so we have to send it in, probably get one of the logic board or the motherboard replaced or something like that. I thought that was really weird, and I also did not want to send my computer in, you know, 3 to 5 days and not have a computer. I could use my old one, but, you know, all the data and stuff I have to back up and put it on the other one and stuff. But then I decided to see if there's, like, any stores, repair stores around. There's one that's kind of close, about a half hour, that I just came back from. And it's an official, like, Apple repair store. So I went there, dropped off my computers, you know, told them what's wrong. Then I'm leaving, I'm like 5-10 minutes out. And then I get a call from the guy, and he said, oh, hey, hopefully you didn't get too far. Actually, computer's all done, it's fixed. There's just some dust stuck under the key. And to me, it's like, wait, so I went to the Apple store. He went to, like, replace the key. And I kind of assumed that, like, hey, if there's some dust underneath it or something, he would know about it, right? Instead of coming back and telling me that you would have to send it in to repair. When the problem actually was just there's just some dust under the key. It just kind of blew my mind. But it reminded me that, kind of, like, want to relate this to just daily kind of advice when you're, like, looking up to people to get advice from, or trying to find, like, learning stuff. Make your own opinions, make your own kind of, like, what your understanding is might not be wrong. You really have to just kind of, like, believe yourself. This kind of goes along with, like, the imposter syndrome, right? Like, even if you might not even consider yourself, like, an expert in the field, you really have to still have that confidence that, hey, like, you still might have a good idea of what you're doing, and everyone else around you honestly don't really know what they're doing. They're just kind of, you know, trying to get by. And in this scenario, I really should have, like, you know, told the Apple store guy at the Genius Bar, be like, hey, you know, I'm pretty sure it's just some dust under there. Can you, like, double check that or something like that? And I guess I was, like, too afraid to ask. I'm not really sure. But yeah, that's something that, you know, when it comes to, like, you know, and I kind of, like, talk about, like, web development and stuff, which I consider myself, like, an expert to be in that, but I don't know everything. But nonetheless, you know, even if I read some information, I don't take that for what it is. Even if it's from someone that's, you know, I know was a good developer, a good businessman, I still form my own opinion, form my own, like, understanding based around all the facts that are given. Because if you don't question things, then things don't move forward, right? Like, if you're trying to start a business and you're going with what the traditional route is, then you're not going to innovate or make anything new, you know, and you don't have to necessarily make something new to be successful. It's not what I'm saying, but if you are trying to be different and stand out, or trying to improve upon something, don't think that there's nothing that, you know, that is not fixed. Don't think that, like, oh, this is how other people do it, so it must be right. Question it, you know, see for yourself, because your opinion or understanding or whatever it is, might actually end up being the correct way to do something. So, just some things that I was thinking about today. I'll try to come up with a new topic for the next episode, but yeah, let me know about any suggestions. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.